Again. Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Eric Waldman, and today I request your permission to guide you to awaken your inner hidden potential. Today, we will begin with the introduction to Karma Secrets Dynamic Meditation. The first thing that we would look at together is likely something which you may have heard before. You may know that you already have everything you will ever need to be emotionally, physically healthy. You're already able to have full respect and love for yourself, and to be loved and respected by others. You already possess what it takes to be fulfilled with your contribution and worth. You can live a life full of joy in discovering you and your unlimited potential. You are able to live a life of abundance and joy, independent and free of anyone or anything which you may, who may not see, feel, or act the way you choose to see, feel, and act. You may have heard all this before. You may even believe it is possible. You may even touched upon this creative bliss once or twice before. But the fact is, knowing that it exists, believing that it's possible, it's just not enough. For you to be able to live and act in harmony with this amazing reality of creative and unlimited abundance, you need one thing: energy. That's right. And lots of it. Today, we will introduce this kind of energy. You will practically touch and feel it. You will receive the first benefits which it can bring. I'm not like to make big promises today, but if you follow through with our instructions, you could be quite amazed. Are you ready? Those who've joined us today come from many different places, backgrounds, history, life experiences, knowledge, and expertise. But no matter who you are, or what you know and already understand, what we are about to experience and inspire here today may be at the very root of our being, intended to simply awaken your hidden potential and build on what you already have and represent now and are ready to represent in your future. Today, the strong will get even stronger. The wise will get wiser. The confused and the lost may take the steps to finding their way. So all I'm asking you today is to open your mind, follow through with childlike passion, and you will be the witness to your own experience. This is not a test. There's nothing you could do wrong today. All I'm asking is for you to trust and to help awaken your true potential. So let's just open a clean page today, a fresh page. Free yourself as much as you can and allow yourself to be surprised. The energy will do the rest. Are you ready? Let us begin. For those who are here for the very first time, you have been given the instructions to have the chair to be sitting at. For those who have been here before, you can choose. You can choose to begin sitting down, or you can choose to begin standing up. We will go together through about 1 hour. And we will be together for 9 days at a time. Each hour will have a very specific intention, with a very specific door that we will go through. Today, we will begin right from the beginning. Introduction to your inner creative energy. I call this the connection. So please, if you are sitting down at the chair, sit down deep in the chair. Place your hands freely on top of your knees, facing down. Please do not cross your legs or feet. And simply relax into your sitting posture as you close your eyes. Those of you who are standing up, make sure your feet are a little wider than usual. Your hands and arms are to your sides, and your eyes are closed. Most of my instructions today will be for those who begin sitting down when it comes to the postures in the beginning. Soon we will all be standing up, and the physical instructions will be the same for everyone. As we have been blessed to have a lot of our alumni joining us today, they recognize the power of the beginning lessons and how amazing discoveries can come from another perspective and mindset. And of course, welcome to those who are for the very first time with us. And as I said, simply start a fresh page. You have that which it takes. You know that. Let's prove it. Let's prove it that we do. Today, the connection. As your eyes are closed, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a few moments of complete quiet. The meditation today will be a little bit different than something you may be used to. In the past, it will be both instructive. It does not require peace and quiet, even though I did recommend that you take that hour and in advance prepare everyone in the house not to interfere with you for that hour, turning off your phones, anything that could interfere with you. But truly, the power of the energy we're going to be working with does not get interfered with anything. So here we are, whether you are standing or sitting, simply have your eyes closed and relax into your posture. What I'm going to be doing is raising the energy. You will soon understand a little bit more, and more than understand, you will experience. simply relax. What I'll ask you today is to be a witness to yourself, an observer. All I ask is for the witness not to be a judge. For this moment, you are free of good or bad. There's just what you're noticing. There's just what you're experiencing in this moment. That is all that exists. That is all that exists. You are doing amazing. The reason that I know is because I can actually sense it. I can sense the feedback of the energy. But at any time, I would always like to ask to inspire you for more. As amazing as you're doing right now, please, for yourself a little bit more, inspire the potential from within. By simply relaxing into this moment, I'm going to guide you into it in a few moments a little bit more. But for now, just listen to the energy. Listen to your body. And listen to the energy. Very good. Simply relax and experience the energy. Very good. a little bit more freedom. Trusting yourself, trusting your body to guide you, to lead you. We say we begin with something we call the connection. During the connection, you are a witness, not a judge, but a witness to yourself. There are many techniques out there, many ways of bringing yourself to a place of a witness. Some of them clear the mind or suggest focus of a certain kind. Some suggest certain postures or movements. What we will do today is what preceded all of those techniques. What we will do is we will awaken the energy from the inside to guide us from within. And therefore, I ask to open a brand new page and to simply be a witness to this moment. To be free of judgment of self, judgment of your environment, judgment of any situation that have brought you here today. And we will begin the connection by paying attention, by witnessing our thoughts. So what I ask you to do right now is just to free yourself to think the thoughts, to let them run through your mind, or to be still in the mind, depending on what naturally comes, what the creative energy brings. So let's pay attention to our thoughts first and free ourselves to think. Notice your thoughts. Accept your thoughts. Embrace your thoughts, no matter what they may be or not be right now. Trust the fact that it is simply a moment in time of you witnessing yourself. And that's all it is. I'm going to raise the energy a little bit higher. Beautiful, thank you. And every time I feel the energy is rising, I know there is an agreement. There's a recognition that you have inside. Just witness your thoughts and let them be. Free yourself to think. Trust yourself enough without labeling the thoughts, or anyway, without labeling. Letting go enough to let thoughts run or pause. But be beautiful moment of experience. And I'm going to raise the energy a little higher to help you do that. Very good. Wow. For those of you who are new here, congratulations. That is not easy, to agree with the thoughts that we have inside. to become a true witness, so powerful that we can witness ourselves think. It's not easy. And I'm happy that we can bring ourselves to this right from the beginning. The best we can, of course. You can do better, and you will. And you will always be able to do better. But for now, this is the best, right? And we accept it. We accept the way it comes. Beautiful. You're doing very good. And for those of you who are more advanced, you see, it reminds you of something that you may have not noticed. It takes you to another level from where you are already. It never is too simple or too easy. It is exactly the same tool, except now, in a much more experienced hand. Yeah. Michelangelo's quote never goes away. I saw an angel in a marble, chiseled and chiseled out until I set him free. This is what we are doing today. And this is what we're going to be doing with many different tools and gain more experience, better creativity and more positivity to be able to see a better image of an angel in that marble that who is you, really, and to set that angel free, to set that potential free. First, we begin chiseling through the thought, allowing that something inside to live again. So free yourself to think. Let's give it a few moments. Doing great. Relax a little more. Excellent. We are being in the now. We're observing the thoughts that could take us to our past or open up our future, but we are viewing it from the now. That's why we let them be. Now we're going to move to our second tool in today's connection. And it is our breath. And again, just like the previous tool, that instead of trying to bring thoughts, we witness ourselves think. We freed ourselves to think. We're going to do exactly the same with our breath right now. And we're going to free ourselves to breathe. Could you do that?
free yourself to breathe. Now, don't let go of the thought. Still be free. But now, the attention is to the breath. And simply free yourself to breathe. Notice your breath. Follow your breath. See where it takes you. Beautiful. You're doing very well. The breath could be a little bit easier to free, unless we are afraid or stressed or deep in thought, and then we control that breath, we hold that breath. We have difficulty breathing, as you know. But today, it's just a connection with energy. I'm going to raise the energy a little higher to help you free your breath. Just notice. As I said, some of you are still sitting down, and you may notice also how the body is starting to give you some signals. Don't worry, we're going to get to the body in a few moments. Those of you who begin from a stand-up posture, you know exactly what it is that you need to do. And soon everyone will be doing it as well. Relax. Free yourself to think and free yourself to breathe. Now we're going to bring our attention. We're not going to stop anything that we're doing. We're doing amazing. We're going to bring our attention to our body. Wow, the body. And as we know, the body tenses with the thoughts. And it responds just like the breath does to thoughts, to energy. And just like when we are under stress or under worry, our body may respond. Right now, our body will be responding to a different type of energy, a creative energy of freedom that we are inspiring right now. So as the body begins responding to this creative energy, I want you to first pay attention to your hands and your wrists. Simply notice with your mind's eye your hands and your wrists, without opening your eyes, of course. Just pay mental attention to them. And in the moment, again, without judgment, without good or bad, or trying to figure out the reasons why, ask yourself, what do my hands and wrists feel? What are they feeling right now? What am I feeling in my hands and wrists? What is happening there? and free yourself to experience that. Simply free yourself to experience. Your hands and wrists. They're the most sensitive part in your body. And sometimes throughout this few minutes that we've been freeing ourselves, freeing our thoughts and freeing our breath, beginning to free our body at the hands and wrists, you may find that the hands and wrists may want to change the position. They may want to maybe fall off if you're sitting down, your knees, or they may want to do something else completely different. I encourage you to give them the freedom to do. If you were standing up and maybe you have found another posture, then still, do pay attention to your hands and wrists. They don't have a lesser meaning just because we have advanced somewhat in our experience. They still take the biggest part of our brain. Function of our hands and wrists. Show the biggest, largest area in the brain, larger than any other organ in our body, more than the heart or the lungs, is given to the work of our hands. No wonder we can do magic with our hands. No wonder we create and build this world. No wonder Michelangelo has chosen the chiseling of a marble. The creativity gives us the image, but the hands give it life, bring it to life, set it free. Yeah, I think so. Actions set them free. Beautiful. I'm going to raise the energy a little bit higher so you can sense your hands and wrists a little bit more. And you're welcome to share with us later your experience. Because each and every one of us right now has our own individual experience. Even though we are doing it together, this is the beauty of energy. Unlike some other form of exercise or activity where we are expected to perform certain tasks equal to each other, the same way. The instructions are given in advance here. We are awakened from the inside to instantly show our uniqueness and individuality through expression of thought, through expression of breath, through expression of the senses that we have in our hands and our wrists. It's very, very different, but it leads to exactly the same place. So, without judgment, without the need to explain why and how, we move on from the hands and the wrists. Put our attention, place our attention to our head and our neck. To our head and our neck. No matter what posture you are in right now, I want you to pay attention to your head and your neck. And ask yourself a question. Can you truly say that you can free your head and your neck? Ask that question. Can you? And if you can, just do it. just free it. Very often we hold our neck and our head. And we definitely know that stiffness that we receive in the neck and the head when we hold it out of stress, out of the need to focus and perform, out of the need to survive and protect. And now, I'm going to raise the energy a little higher to help you simply free your head and your neck. And then what you will find is that the head and neck, once it's free, it's going to choose a place to go. It's going to choose a place. It's going to pull or push.
Mm-hmm.
It may be light or heavy. It's going to pull or push. No matter what posture you're in, you may have forgotten to free your head and your neck. So let's remind ourselves. Place our attention there. Simply do it. Relax your head and your neck. Let that head go. And what you may find, that maybe the posture that it chooses may not be so comfortable. But I want you to let it be. I want you to continue listening to your inner and not to judge, not to expect, but simply to witness and be in this moment. As you free your head and your neck, and you mentally follow through to where it wants to go, sometimes it's obvious, and sometimes it's not so obvious. But you can do it. I know you can. And just let it be. Let it go. Let it take you. Let it guide you. We are just at our very first step. The connection. The introduction to your inner creative energy. That's exactly what we're doing. We're simply introducing this energy by becoming a rightful, honest witness to this moment. And now, placing our attention at our head and our neck. Excellent. You're doing so well. You're doing so well. Let that head go. Let it guide the rest of your body. Let it begin the freedom of the body. You're doing very well. And now, we relax our shoulders. All attention is to the freedom in the shoulders as we continue freeing the thoughts, the breath, the hands and wrists. The head and the neck. And now, following the head and the neck, we relax our shoulders. And as we relax our shoulders, we really give ourselves permission to not have to hold back our body and let it guide us in the most unusual, maybe strange way, maybe in the normal way. It really does not matter. It is not about our judgment right now or the reasons to where and how. All we're doing today is connecting. All we're doing is connecting. But even through this very basic connection, we are using the tools of thought, breath, and the freedom of the body to begin chiseling the angel in the marble and setting ourselves free. So relax the shoulders and the back, and now it really does not matter what posture the body is taking. You're completely free. In a few moments, we will actually be standing up. And you've received the instructions to make sure there's room around you and in front of you. So you are in really in the now. As much as you can be. I'm going to raise the energy a little bit higher. Your body is as free as it can be right now. Yet, for some of you, still limited by the chair. Others may have already left the chair. But just be in this moment as much as you can. Trusting yourself. Chiseling. Using the tools. Very simple. Very powerful. Excellent. What I would like you to do right now is, if you can, stand up without opening your eyes. Those of you who began from a sitting down posture, no matter what posture you're in right now, please slowly, slowly straighten out. And if you have to, open your eyes. But if you don't, if you know your own room, then you don't have to open your eyes. You will slowly, slowly stand up. Maybe if you have to, move the chair away so you'll have more room. Or stand in front of your chair so it doesn't touch you anymore, so you'll have the room in front of you and to your side. And what I would like you to do is to stand a little bit wider than usual in your stand, with your feet the width of your shoulders. Your hands are really free to your sides. And I would like you to, as we said, close your eyes and go through the tools again, just the same way as you did so beautifully sitting down. You'll do it standing up. For those of you who began standing up, completely continue those postures and movements that you're already in, but yet still using those tools, using the chisel to set you free. Very simple, very basic, very powerful, because you're doing it on this new level. Now you're mastered it, and now you can, as if you see more detail in that marble. The angel is more complete now. It's more beautiful and more beautiful. Think of the same tool, the same marble, but a child versus a master sculptor. Both are using the same tool. Both are looking at the same marble. Both are chiseling with exact same precision, except one brings out more life than another. And this is exactly what we're doing. And each owns their own marble. Each has their own angel to set free. And that's so beautiful, because this is why we can live a life together. This is why we can breathe the same air and walk on the same ground and still be powerful in our uniqueness and free our individuality. So here we are. You're standing up, relaxed into your postures, paying attention to your hands and wrists, relaxing your head and your neck, relaxing your shoulders, relaxing your lower back, making sure your knees are not locked, and listening to your body. Simply listening to your body. Letting it take you. Letting it guide you. Now paying attention to your thoughts and letting thoughts come. Paying attention to your breath. And allowing the breath to be part of the freedom of the body. Let it unite with that freedom of the body. Being in the now, without judgment, without trying too hard. And I know sometimes we try a little too hard to prove the time is worthwhile, but don't prove anything. Just prove that you are real in this moment, that you are powerful enough to allow this moment's truth, to be accepted by you. This moment's truth. And listen to your body. And pay attention to your hands and wrists. And let your body right now guide you. Make it as flexible as you can, as elastic as you can be, and just trust it. Trust it. In the same way as you may have felt that the body was guiding you as you were sitting down, now it's not even restricted by the chair. Now it's completely free. And if for some reason you start feeling that the body is pushing forward, let it bend. If it's pushing backwards, let it bend a little backwards. Let it twist, let it turn, let it dance. You are free. And don't forget it. You are free in your thoughts. You are free in your breath. You are free in your body. Pay attention to your hands and wrists. Ask yourself, what do they feel right now? Where does my body feel? Where does my head want to go? Where do my shoulders want to move? Where does my body want to take me? Sometimes you feel it in the physical. Sometimes you feel it internally. You're doing amazing. And just relax. And if it wants to go down on the floor, let it. Let it go down on the floor. Let it show you. Instead of you showing your body, this is one of my youngest students. When I asked, what does this meditation do? She goes, all the rest of the day we tell our body what to do. And during our meditation, we listen to our body and listen to what it wants to do. This is what we're doing right now. Excellent. You're doing amazing. Simply let us guide you. You've done very well. I would like you to slowly open your eyes. Notice how you're feeling. Maybe take a note of that, of how you're feeling right now. Maybe take some notes of what the sensations, what the questions are throughout. If there's something you did not understand, please send me the question. If there's something you would like to share, please share it with us. You're going to have a special area in your student dashboard there. It's going to be a link to a specific area where this specific audio will be replayed. And I welcome you to share your experiences there, to ask your questions so we can all benefit. I'm very impressed with today, both the alumni, the advanced students, and especially the beginners. You have done amazing, very well. Actually, a little surprising of how well we all done today. So as Michelangelo said, you are looking at a marvel right now. And I believe that marble got a lot of potential. And our goal is to set the angel free, to get your potential into your life, to make it worth living every day, breathing every day, thinking every thought, and making the life that you envision, and much more than that, for yourself. I want to thank you for being here today. This was our dynamic meditation, very first introduction to inner creative energy, part of the connection. Next time, we're going to continue and continue very, very fast forward. Next time, we're going to look at basic recognition and the healing of emotions. And we're going to touch on self-regulation and how it works. After that, we're going to look at the recognition and the healing of the body. I'm going to work with some inner keys. After that, we're going to look at self-reflection and making room for other people in our life. How important is that? Then we're going to be facing that and recognizing that we're not alone. Then we're going to look at our future perspectives and how the most distressing moments in our life carry the greatest gifts. And then we're going to introduce your karma, your soul, and your true potential. So we have quite a journey together. And I'm very impressed with the first step. And I'm expecting to hear some questions. And feel free to, as you know, the simpler the question, the more people are probably asking it. So, you know, this is this is how it works. So, congratulations for the completion of today, the connection, the introduction to your inner creative energy. We will see you again in our next lesson. Until next time, my name is Eric Waldman. It was a pleasure, really, really a pleasure. Like I always say, internalize, embody, and take it into your day, because you're not the same as you used to.